some of those machines I think you mentioned you worked on, could you go into a little bit more detail about some of them and what their functions were?
Well, going back to the start, Fieldings supplied presses, water and hydraulic oil presses, for producing slabs, curbstones, for the roads and pavements. And originally they were imperial sizes. Eventually everything changed to metric, so we went round the country changing all the presses to metric sizes, metric tooling. It was all that's when it was all changed. The other things I remember was water hydraulic extrusion presses, big presses for extruding aluminium, copper, brass, those sort of things, which we put one, installed one in Sweden, one in Yugoslavia, the old Yugoslavia, and we had a few, and I went back eventually and changed it, because it originally it was a water press. Then I went back again and changed it to an oil press, and that was for extruding copper, brass, etc., making tubes. That's then again. Then we moved on to DDI machines. That's drawing and ironing presses for making tanks from a blank steel, and this was for to go into lorries and eventually cars when they were going to change from a petrol to a gas. And so that was another direction that we went.
This conversion from fuel to gas, was this for a UK customer, David, or was this for an overseas customer?
One went to Lucas in Burnley, and the other one went to a firm in Seoul, Korea. And that's where I went and installed this press and another press also for making the cups that eventually started on the process of these tanks.